This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi wa alhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers and sisters, we are in the midst of a pandemic that Allah Almighty has decreed. And we pray that Allah grant rahmah and mercy to those who have passed on, and that Allah grant cure to those who are sick and ill. Every day we hear of both. And we also pray that Allah protect all of us and grant us eradication of this particular pandemic and deliver us from all evil and harm. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to realize that around us there are brothers and sisters of ours who are suffering in a different way as well, in the midst of the pandemic. Here I'm speaking of our brothers and sisters in South Africa who have gone through a challenge nobody would have believed. And indeed, this is the plot of the devil. Shaitan plans and plots. He wants mankind to be divided. He wants them to fight. He wants them to steal, he wants them to loot, he wants them to do things that are unacceptable in order that they don't worship Allah in the correct way, in order that they are diverted from Allah in their hatred and enmity of one another. And this is the plan of Shaitan. However, we need to continue becoming closer to the Almighty. Number one, we must reach out to those who are struggling at this moment, minimum by our prayer. Hence, I'm speaking about this from this pulpit, from the Jumu'ah. And we ask Allah Almighty to grant alleviation to all those who have struggled and suffered, those who are the victims of such crimes. And we ask Allah to guide those who have perpetrated such crimes. Reaching out to people who have struggled is a duty of ours. Al-mu'minuna kal-jasadil wahid, idha ishtaka minhu udu, tada'a lahu sa'irul jasadi bis-sahri wal-humma. We are supposed to be like one full body. If a little organ of this body is struggling, the entire body should be struggling or suffering with sleeplessness and pain or fever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to reach out to them even with our dua to begin with. And thereafter, we reach out to them in every other way by giving them words of comfort, by letting them know that Allah will test all of us and Allah has tested them. Take it in your stride by trying our best to speak about positives in the midst of the most negative situation. Do you know that it's almost impossible to know exactly what someone has gone through when they've lost absolutely everything they've been building for generations upon generations? It's impossible to know their exact feeling. You have to be in their shoes to know what they are going through. But a good word will do you no harm. In fact, it will do good to them. May Allah grant them alleviation. May Allah give them sabr jameel. May Allah give them the very difficult patience that they require at this time to look at positives, to look at how it could have been worse, although there are some who say it could never have been worse. May Allah protect us. When mankind destroys his own home with his own hands, you need to know the hand of the devil is definitely involved. Shaitan makes us forget that we are all from Adam and Eve. We're all from the same mothers and fathers. We're all supposed to be building each other. We're all supposed to be supporting each other in a proper way. Religion never teaches looting. Religion never teaches lawlessness. Religion and Allah Almighty would never teach chaos and violence or the killing of one another. That is definitely the handiwork of Shaitan. When Allah speaks about alcohol and gambling, He speaks about the reasons why it is prohibited. And He clearly says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. The plan of Shaitan is to create between you hatred and enmity so that you can fight each other, so that you can kill each other. Look at the crime of Cable, of Habil, Qabil, the two of them were brothers. The crime of Cain when he killed his brother Abel. What happened? It's clear that Shaitan taught him what to do. Murder your brother. Kill your brother. So and so on. And later on, Shaitan says, oh, I had no role to play in this. You did it yourself. That's the devil. My brothers, my sisters, those who are perpetrators. Yes, indeed, we come from Adam. We come from Eve. We come from one source. We are brothers. We are sisters. We look after each other. We have worked hard to build what has been built. We cannot allow Shaitan to make us torch our own homes, destroy our own countries, and take our nations back decades. In a few hours, that's not from Allah. That's not a sane behavior. Let's protect ourselves from shaitan. Ask Allah to protect you from the devil. Ask Allah to protect you from evil thoughts. These are your brothers, your sisters. Let's not harm each other. Similarly, those who are victims, may Allah make it easy for you. May Allah grant you ease. There is nothing more that we can do besides that which Allah has given us the capacity of. So we are here pleading with you to say, let's turn to Allah. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believe will achieve the comfort of the heart through the remembrance of Allah. Indeed, it is the remembrance of Allah that will comfort and cool the hearts. So remember Allah a lot. Remember Allah, increase your dhikr, your istighfar, the repentance, seeking forgiveness of Allah. People say, this is a punishment. No, we want to say, Allah alone knows what it is. You cannot say it is a punishment when there are good people involved who are the victims. Subhanallah. At times, good people are murdered. Things are pinched and stolen and looted from good people at times. It cannot be a punishment of Allah. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in order to eradicate the small possibility that perhaps it's the anger of Allah, we seek forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish them whilst they are seeking forgiveness. So if Allah has guided you to seek forgiveness, and if a result of something negative has drawn you closer to Allah, it was a gift of Allah, رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ. It's a gift of Allah that you turned closer to Him as a result of something negative that happened in your life. It's not a punishment of Allah. So when you seek forgiveness, Allah says, that's not punishment. If something led you to seek the forgiveness of Allah, that's not punishment. That's the mercy of Allah. It's the goodness of Allah. Because remember, we are judged by how we end, not by how we started. When your life is coming to an end, if you're a good person, you succeeded in life. Even though you may have dilly-dallied on the way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. My brothers, my sisters, let's reach out to those who are struggling. When we were struggling some time back, we found many people reached out to us in different ways. Many of them prayed for us. Today we are here praying for you, my brothers and sisters, who are the victims of something unbelievable that has happened. We have been literally gobsmacked by what has happened in a negative way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So we reach out to them even financially, even through help and assistance. There are so many of our charities that are doing a lot of good work. We have Al-Imdad, we have Ashraful Aid, we have Gift of the Givers, we have so many others, subhanallah, that are working so well. Africa Muslims Agency, doing a lot of good work at this moment. And the reason why I say this, my brothers and sisters, do you know, the victims of this crime are actually those who are probably the most generous when they had. They were the people who gave in the millions. Today they are unable to give. Today some of them have literally been wiped out. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you're a victim, we are here. We will make sure that we reach out to you. We are a network that we would ensure for humanitarian purposes. And because we are brothers and sisters in Allah, we will make sure that we reach out to you in one way or another. We stand by you. We are with you. We are equally shocked and devastated. May Allah protect us all. A lesson we learn, especially in this beautiful country of ours, Zimbabwe. We should never allow ourselves to destroy our own home with our own hands by hurting and harming one another. People might think that there is a short-term benefit. Wallahi, the harm will last decades and it may go on to generations. The only one to benefit is shaitan, none other than shaitan. So let's not allow this to happen. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah speaks about avoiding dispute amongst each other so that your strength remains intact as a nation. You will only be strong if you can unite. We may disagree on matters respectfully. That is called unity. When you respect someone, you are united. Even if you disagree with them, I could disagree with you on so many matters. I care for you. I love you. I won't harm you. That's the reason why Islam has given so much of importance to the greeting that says, Assalamu alaikum. Do you know what it means? I guarantee you, I will not harm you. Subhanallah. That's the greeting of Islam. People don't know across the globe what exactly has happened in South Africa. Because we are close, we know a lot. Because we have family, friends, relatives, business partners. Because a lot of our product comes from there. We know and we are aware of what has gone on. May Allah protect us. What can we do from the pulpit besides pray? What can we do besides encourage one another to reach out to our brothers and sisters? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them goodness. Honestly, we have so much to do and we have so many lessons to learn. Do you know that the road to reconciliation is not going to be an easy one? But we are forced to go down that path because we have to live together for generations to come. We are forced to go back and confess what we've done to ourselves at least and admit that we were wrong if we were the perpetrators. And we have to change our lives. And my brothers and sisters who are the victims, once again, I want to tell you, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Take it in your stride. A day will come when you will have much more than what was lost. Subhanallah. Allah speaks about it, especially when it came to the battle of Badr and some of the other battles, when there were people taken captive and Allah addressed them because some of them, kind-hearted, they wanted to actually do the right thing by turning towards the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, قُلْ لِمَنْ فِي أَيْدِيكُمْ مِنَ الْأَسْرَىٰ إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that if you are kind and good in your heart, when Allah knows that your heart is good and you still have a kind heart with all what has happened, Allah says He promises you He will give back to you better than what was taken from you in the first place. Trust Allah. If that was told to the Asra and to the captives of war, what do you think Allah will do for you and I who utter Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah? The last point I want to raise, my brothers and sisters, although no matter what we've said, we won't do justice to the topic. But I want to say, we are believers. One of the pillars of faith is وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. I believe and I surrender to the fact that good and bad fate comes from Allah. We did our best. And whatever happened, Allah chose it for us. Take it in your stride. Pick up the pieces. Don't become depressed because it's very easy to fall into that, to slide into it. And that would be shaitan tampering with us, making us lose hope. But Allah is the one telling us, don't lose hope. Pick up the pieces. There are 2-3 pieces. Let's go. It will take you a year, 2 years, a little bit more or less. But we promise you, we will give you back more than what was taken from you. That is Allah's promise. And I am here to let you know, my brothers and sisters, we are all standing together as humanity when it comes to facing violence, chaos, anarchy, looting, whatever else it may be that is negative, because the impact of it would be negative upon all of us. May Allah protect all of us and guide us. The hadith says, Unsur akhaka zaliman aw madhluma. Help your brother, whether he is the oppressed or the oppressor. The Sahaba were confused. How can I help the one who's oppressed? Meaning who is the oppressor. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, by guiding him towards stopping the oppression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. What beautiful teachings there are. May Allah protect us all.